Hello, this is Bruce Ebnam with HollywoodSentinel.com, and I'm speaking here today with country singer Michael Sean Hartman. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well today, Bruce.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, Michael, for those that are new to you and your music, tell us, please, just a little bit about you and what exactly you do, what you're working on, and how you began.
Oh, a little bit about myself. I'm country music. I've been in music since I was 8 years old. I've been playing guitar for over 40 years.
Wow.
It came to the point where you're always playing for somebody else's music. So I started writing my own music. And the way when it comes down to it, music is life. And that's the way I feel about writing and producing some music. It's all about life.
Well, I agree with that. There's actually this song I like by a singer named Elephant, if I'm saying that right, called Music is Life. I totally agree. I mean, I've felt that way my whole life, been obsessed with music. And, Michael, when I first discovered you, and I'll admit I'm more of a rock and roller than a country guy, but I've always loved Johnny Cash and grew up listening to him and many more. I mean, I listened to a lot of country growing up just because my, parents listened to everything.
Yeah.
So I can definitely appreciate it. And also, artists like Crystal Gayle, I still appreciate. How did you get into country? Why country?
Well, the music always comes from someplace. The basic roots of music all come from the same place. And
yeah,
it's developed a certain way, a certain style by certain people. So when it comes down to what you enjoy to do, the beats that you enjoy, the lyrics that you like, is how you determine the type of music you're going to listen to.
Yeah.
It always comes back around to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four count or a three count, when it was a waltz, to the slow dance, to the country line dance, to the hip hop dance that they do now.
Yeah.
It always comes back to the basics.
And the basics are what?
It's always a beat. One,
the beat.
Two, three, four. You always stand there.
You always, pardon me?
Little, huh?
You always what?
You always hear that beat somewhere.
Hear the beat, yeah, yeah.
It's like a heartbeat in your chest. When your heart starts to sing to that certain beat that you hear, that's the star you follow.
Well, that's really poetic. That's interesting, and I agree. You're a great songwriter. I mean, you've written, I think the biggest I see and deal with so many talents and aspiring singers and talent and bands and stuff, and their biggest weakness, I'll see they have a nice voice, but their songs are, I'm just thinking, like, if they could get a better song, they'd really have it. But you are a great songwriter as well as an awesome singer. How did you start to learn songwriting? How do you get so great at this?
Oh, songwriting. You have to have a soft side. People call me a chocolate-covered marshmallow.
Okay.
Well, it's that inside. It's that part that reaches out and touches somebody on a different level that doesn't exactly have to come from straight-up words.
Yeah.
That's the part of me that I put into the songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's for everybody to relate to that soft side, that inner side, that one that grabs you and says, oh, I understand, I get it.
Right.
That's what brought me to where I am today.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, but I'm going to kind of argue here that, you make it sound so simple, because some people may say, well, they have this soft side or whatever, or they've got, deep emotion, but they just can't write a good song. You do, and it seems so effortless for you, because you have, in my opinion, you have so many great songs that you've written. I mean, how do you make it so easy? How is it so easy for you?
Well, it did not come easy.
Okay.
I did not start writing music. I was in music for 30 years before I picked up a pen.
Really?
To start writing.
Okay.
And it was seriously, it was the fact that I'm hearing everybody else's thoughts that they put on paper. And I said, you know what? I would like to express myself too.
Yeah.
And it just, I just started to do it. I did not take any poetry classes. I've never taken a music lesson a day in my life.
Huh. That's amazing. But you obviously, you know chords, you know how to play guitar. Do you read sheet music? I mean, most musicians I've interviewed, top label signed artists, don't know how to read sheet music or write it.
I do not know how to read sheet music.
That's not unusual.
Everything I know is self-taught.
Yeah, just by ear. But you know chords, obviously, because you play guitar.
Yes, that is blamed partially on my mother, but mostly on my brother.
They helped teach you.
My brother was relentless.
Yeah.
He really used to laugh at me. He said, and say, are your fingers bleeding yet? Walk away.
Wow. So no pics allowed in your family, huh?
Pretty much.
Wow. Well, that's amazing, Michael. It's always good to speak with you here. I've known you for a while. I was blown away, honestly, by your music when I first heard it. I mean, when I first got introduced to it, I'm like, okay, here we go, another singer. But then I listened, and it really just honestly blew me away. I mean, your songs, like The Answer, I think are just so emotionally powerful. And Swampland is great. You've got so many great songs. So congratulations on your work. I know you have a lot of great things happening. You've been all over in the press. And I know we've got it just a short time today, but any final thoughts you'd like to leave with fans or listeners today here before we go?
Every song, every note is a part of your life, whether it's bad or good, to forward to, or something that you, and all those notes you put together and make that your song. And that's the part that develops for your whole life.
Pardon me, can you repeat the last part? That's the what?
That's the part that you follow.
Part that you follow.
Life.
Yeah. Just what you feel and what resonates with you emotionally.
It's your path. We all make a path. We all leave behind a trail. That trail is your song.
Interesting. Well, you know, when I listen to some of your music, I'm thinking like, you know, it blows my mind the creativity of some people. And but when I listen to you, I can see, you know, where it comes from, because you were poetic just to speak with many times. So, you know, congratulations again on your work. I know listeners, they can go and check out your website. You've got a merchandise line, you've got a fan club. I'd like to shout out your website here. Listeners, go to www.mikehartmanmusic.com. Anything else you'd like to tell fans or listeners here, Mike, before we wrap up?
Keep moving forward, guys. We're all in this together.
Michael, it's a pleasure. Please hold a line here before you hang up here. I want to come back to you. Folks, this is Bruce Evan with HollywoodSentinel.com. We've been speaking today with Michael Sean Hartman. Once again, check out his site and music, www.MikeHartmanMusic.com. And Michael's going to be having a crowdfunding campaign to really give a lot of great gifts and rewards back to fans. So check that out on his site later on next month. Again, MikeHartmanMusic.com. Folks, thanks for listening. This is HollywoodSentinel.com. Okay, so I think that went good. What do you think? Good.